All right, it's Dave Plyer on this early Sunday morning on 720 WGN. Sweet and savory pies with ingredients sourced locally, fresh warm baked biscuits, mouth-watering sandwiches are just a few of the highlights at Bang Bang Pie. In two locations, in Logan Square and in Ravenswood, Thanksgiving is just a few days away. And to talk about one of the best places in town for your Thanksgiving pies is proprietor of Bang Bang, and that's my pal, Michael. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
I am so thrilled you're doing this again, and you know I love your place.
Well, I do. I can personally attest that I see David on the regular, but
yes,
I enjoy being here. Thank you.
You had a vision for this place, you know, so long ago, and it quickly became a thing, and you got two locations now.
Yeah, things have been, you know, I'm very fortunate. We've been open. This is our eighth Thanksgiving. And so far, so good.
And how many pies are we doing this year?
We're aiming for close to 5,000.
5,000 pies. And you just had, on Wednesday, and I love this, it's really an apple peeling party.
That's right. Yeah, every year it's become a new tradition. You know, we get our apples from McClute Farm in St. Joseph, Michigan. One of the owners themselves personally delivers them on the day prior. We had almost 3,000 pounds of apples delivered. And then we invite, you know, our staff, sometimes friends and families, and we get together. I think there was like 18 of us, and we peel apples until we're done.
Was yesterday your longest day, or is it traditionally even more leading up to it? Are you doing a bunch of 16, 18-hour days?
Yesterday, you know, it started off a little rocky, so it was a little longer than I would have liked.
Yeah.
But it put us in very good shape for today and tomorrow, that's for sure.
So I'm going to say this, folks. So, you know, Michael brought in some biscuits and some pies. And, I mean, it's as homemade as you can get. And it's just amazing. If you haven't been there, you got to check it out. Your food begins with the farmers and the butchers who raise it. I mean, that's the critical part of all this.
Yeah, and this year, like I said, I mentioned McClug, the apples, and we had a fun thing that we started last year, but kind of doubled this year. We had zero waste with our apples, so all of the peels and the cores went to our hog farmer, Trent from Catalpa Grove, and he picked up the...
That's awesome.
Yeah, he picked up, you know, seven trash bags full of peels and cores and fed them to his pigs.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
which will great. Then come back to us on a ham biscuit.
Yeah, the ham biscuits, which is your hat today. You're wearing your ham biscuit hat, which is your signature. The sausage, we had a sausage biscuit this morning. I mean, this isn't your typical... The flavor of this thing is incredible.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. That, too, comes from Trent and those same hogs. It's a ginger sage. So it's, you know, it's pork sausage, but it has some fresh ginger, a little bit of sage. And to your point, it does give a distinctive non-traditional flavor and that people seem to enjoy.
You always do a pot pie. You also do a buffalo style pot pie. But you've got right now, which I think this is the first year you've done this, is this green bean casserole pot pie.
It is. Yeah. This year our chefs had a little fun. They did a couple weekends in a row of specials inspired by their favorite Thanksgiving sides. So the week prior, we did a riff on a sweet potato casserole on a biscuit. That was really spectacular. But the green bean casserole really touched people's nostalgic chords and pulled at their heartstrings.
So you got the crunchy onions on it, all that.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is too, as you're going to get your pie, and folks, I suggest you go do that. The website again is
bangbangpie.com, and we are still taking online orders probably till the end of today.
Till the end of today. Yeah. So today's the day to go ahead and do that. Is I would suggest picking up one of these green bean casserole pot pies if you still have them, because it's a great side.
Oh, yeah, we do. Just to clarify, we will be offering those in the cafe today. Those are not available for pre-order, but the pies still are.
Okay.
As well as mini biscuits, our jam, which David and his colleagues are enjoying here this morning. Couple other fun things. So definitely check out the website pick up is Tuesday or Wednesday of this week at either location.
Candy bacon, you put it in a bag like they're french fries.
And
they are just that good. A little brown sugar, a little sweetness to this thing. Nice and crunchy. You also always do like a seasonal salad with a little biscuit. And the one you got right now, I'm addicted to it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's the farmer's biscuit. You know, touching base on the farmers again. And as David mentioned, that's a seasonal kind of inspired salad accompanied by a biscuit right now. It has some Earl Grey poached cherries, some candied pecans, a little goat cheese spread on the biscuit, and it's surprisingly substantial, but it is a little bit, you know, intended to be a lighter side compared to like a biscuit and gravy loaded with that mentioned sausage and eggs and things like that.
Roger, I was going to say, is coincidentally, he's in studio for this segment.
The doors were open, and it was like in the cartoons where the little, you know, flavor scent is wafting through the and the person just floats and follows it back to its source. And so I floated back into here. Can I volunteer to be the official line taster of the bacon?
Indeed, yes.
Seriously, I mean, before it goes out, I have to make sure that it's all good.
You would have to knock David out of, out of that role because he's held it for a couple of years. But
Would you be taking a bite out of each piece, Roger? Because that's not sanitary. That doesn't happen.
Well, you know,
they've got rules.
I'll wear gloves.
They've got rules.
I'll put covers over my teeth.
Okay. You know. All right.
But yeah, it's. I know you bring it every year. And you got me hooked the first time. We were still over at the Tower, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
And you brought them then. And it's not just sweet bacon, because you got a little kick in there.
Yeah, it's, you know, we cure it with the homemade brown sugar and black pepper. So it is really simple, but the combination thereof with the smokiness of the bacon, it does provide an addicting snack.
So let's talk about the pies for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so we keep it, you know, throughout the year where, you know, kind of we do classics with the twist. But for Thanksgiving in particular, it's such a tradition-based holiday, so we do keep it rather traditional. I mean, we try to do our best takes on the classic, but we do apple. It's in our traditional pastry crust, which is lard-based. Once again, you know, the Trent, our friend, is coming into play there.
Yeah.
And it's a brown sugar crumble. We do pumpkin, which we have in the studio today.
And the pumpkin, I have to tell you, it's not the pumpkin you're going to buy at the grocery store that has been food-dyed colored orange.
Mass-produced.
This is so just such a good, natural, great flavor. Mm-hmm. I just love the texture of it. So good. I'm not a big pumpkin pie guy, and I'm addicted to your pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And we have heard that before. People say I don't like pumpkin, then they try it and they do like it. It is not, you know, as cloying as some. And the same leads to our key lime pie, which we also offer as kind of to mix up the richness of the pumpkin. Chocolate pecan is the last of the traditionals, and then David mentioned that's also in the studio here this morning is a chocolate caramel, which is one of kind of our signature pies. I call it a layup pie because it's really easy to enjoy, whether you're, you know, parents or kids or family or older.
I just heard your arteries clog through the microphone.
When you said the second
I
took my breath away. I was already going to asked to be official taster for that first one you mentioned, the chocolate pecan, but then you mentioned the second one. That's a traditional?
No, that would be non-traditional, but for all intents and purposes, that appeals to everyone. You know what I mean? There's nuts are a little bit polarizing, as David mentioned. Pumpkin can be a little bit polarizing, know, et cetera, et cetera. But I'd be hard-pressed to find someone that doesn't like a rich chocolate pie smothered in salted caramel.
You mentioned that you do kind of out of the ordinary. You offer the key lime pie. Are there any, not necessarily traditional Thanksgiving pies, but in some parts of the country, there are certain pies that are traditional for some families for Thanksgiving that they would try. Have you guys ever thought of researching that and trying to offer those kinds of pies?
No, we haven't. I mean, that's a really good point.
He wants a free bag of bacon every week.
Yes,
for that idea.
Right.
Yeah, just send you the bill.
You know, I would say the closest thing we've done to that, but not intentionally, would be sweet potato. You know, that is in theory a traditional Thanksgiving dish and pie. But we just, you know, and I should revisit it. This was some years ago. We just didn't find the success.
I was thinking like a rhubarb pie.
He does seasonal. I'm speaking for him.
For sure.
He does all these seasonal pies throughout the summer. I mean, and throughout the spring.
I understand.
And, yeah.
But, could it be done in the fall?
I mean, it may not be seasonal for Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, urban Thanksgivings. but maybe on some farms in rural America.
Yeah.
Especially with the crops that they have, maybe in some areas there are certain types of pies that are more that they consider to be more traditional for their holiday than we would, and maybe to try to offer those maybe as mini pies for people to sample or something. You know,
They do apple turnovers too. They got cookies. They got all kinds of really cool stuff too. And Michael's here. And the cool thing is Michael's here to announce about the peppermint chocolate pie that's coming back this year.
All right, I've just call 911, please.
There's just a half a million people.
Do we have the paddles down the hallway? I think.
And he's bringing that back.
Now David just covered it in stone that we have to make that one after a 1 year hiatus.
We heard on Plyer's show that
it is. Hopefully the orders will be
just as generous.
Close down the web this year.
Yeah. It was a chocolate. The denseness of this pie was fabulous with this whipped cream, thick whipped cream with like candy cane crumbles. I mean, I'm just so thrilled he's bringing it back. But so anyway, you're taking pie orders through the end of the day. bangbangpie.com, and then you can get biscuits too, you said, right?
Yeah, and this year it's fun. We we've offered the biscuits every year and they've been generally very well received, but we switch it up to mini biscuits. So you get their
I like that. That's smart.
Rather than six full size, you get 12. So they're about a third of a size. And those actually have taken off.
I bet they have. Because, there's a lot of food.
There's a lot of food.
And you want to make room for pie.
It's a little bit more of a, kind of an impulse as opposed to, our biscuits are generally speaking over a quarter pound, and that's a little more of a commitment with all the other sides. But if you did want to make the full size, we can, offer those in the store, as well as our homemade biscuit mix, which is a dry mix, that you mix your own butter in and things like that. So there's multiple ways to get your biscuits, no matter what part of the country you come from, Roger.
Biscuits, it's usually in Thanksgiving, it's like a last minute, a last second thought. It's because they bake so quickly.
Yeah.
And it's like you're worried about everything else. And it's, we forgot the biscuits. Honest to goodness, I've been at Thanksgiving dinners where the whole thing is set.
Yeah, Roger's telling me for his Thanksgiving thing that he was invited to, that they told us not to bring anything, so we're not bringing anything. No, you bring something.
I've
go get some
I got
biscuits,
some biscuits
man.
Over here in the basket.
Yeah, you should.
Those freeze really well.
Or they're moist enough to last.
Put them in your.
That should be the motto for this year. Don't forget the biscuits.
Been sitting in the back of Roger's car for 4 days. So bangbangpie.com, Ravenswood, Logan Square. That's where you want to get it. Pie orders taken through the end of the day. You got to do it. Michael, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, you got it, guys. It's always it's a highlight of my Thanksgiving to be here.
Take a small nap. Just take a small nap. All right. This is History coming up next on 720 WGN.